Korea has existed for thousands of years. The name Korea comes from the country's Goryeo dynasty. Goryeo means high and beautiful, an appropriate description of the mountains and clear springs that characterize Korea's landscape. The backbone of the peninsula is the Taebaek mountain range, whose great mountain, Mount Baekdu, is sacred to the spiritually inclined Korean people. The mysterious beauty and pristine environment of these mountains attract countless pilgrims and tourists alike. South Korea is known as the Land of the Morning Calm. With its proud cultural traditions, the country is a fascinating blend of old and new. Ancient royal palaces and holy temples still exist alongside tall skyscrapers and ultra-modern facilities. The people of Korea, sincere and earnest in their spiritual development, opened their arms to an enlightened master, first in 1992, and have been blessed numerous times thereafter. The following year, as part of her 1993 World Lecture Tour, Supreme Master Ching Hai lectured in Seoul and Busan, where thousands were overjoyed to receive her message of peace and love. Supreme Master Ching Hai visited Korea again in 1994 and 1997. During the trip in 1997, the mayor of Seoul, Mr. Cho Sun, had the honor of meeting Supreme Master Ching Hai. Then, on May 6, 1998, the Korean monks invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to officiate at the opening ceremony of the Yeongdong Center and commence the 5-day international retreat in South Korea. Thousands of sincere truth seekers from the five continents came to participate in this retreat, which ended with a grand celebration on Supreme Master Ching Hai's birthday and Mother's Day. In past years, Supreme Master Ching Hai and association members have provided relief to the Korean people, including 2,000 tons of rice in 1995, 1996, and 1998. Given to North Korea for the famine victims. She had also sent aid for fire, drought, flood, and other disaster victims. Association members also visited convalescent hospitals and shared Supreme Master Ching Hai's teachings to prison inmates. Through her lectures and humanitarian work in Korea, Supreme Master Ching Hai is known throughout this land. We invite you to listen to the following discussion between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled The Living Saints, delivered in May 2000 in Yeongdong, Korea.
There's one Confucian method practitioner. He learned the Confucian method just after we come back from the Thailand retreat. And after he learned the method, and every time he saw me in the group meditation, he told me, please, or he spoke very little English, and he used very simple word. He just hold my hand very tightly. He said, please, Mr. Jim, please take me to a master. I know she's the one that I'm looking for. Please, please, make sure, okay, make sure. And she spoke very simple, the way very simple, but very sincere, and even moved my heart very hard, you know, even just a Confucian master. And she already so earnest to kneel with you.
Because he knows something.
Yeah.
he so knows, yes.
Yeah.
So you see, sometimes helping another is helping yourself. It confirms your faith more. Because sometimes you meditate so lousy, you don't have experience. And when you help another, he has so good experience, he tell you and you feel, oh, so master is not so bad after all. Okay, maybe I give her one more chance. and they help another outsider, or sometimes the outsider have more experience than they do. And then so they, you know, they get like confirmation and they're more steady. So that's why I tell you, the way to enlightenment, the quickest is just to help another to be enlightened. That is just the way it is. Just the way it is, yeah? As you sow, so shall you reap. Yes. It's funny, the more you give, the more you receive. It's just like money and everything else, yeah.
In my store, you know, I always play the tap on Master, a world tour in Europe. And all my customers say, when Master come Houston, I say, I don't know yet, it belongs to God, you know. If when the time come, will become. And every time I intensely go to retreat, they say, see you go again, see the world tour. And then they told me, you know, how can it happen for someone like you, just a foreigner, come to my country and you know everywhere, I'm just one corner, I don't even know. I say thank you, my master. And before I go, you know, all the people come and make sure you bring something home for us to let us know about your master. Mm-hmm. And they always, sometimes it's like a 16, 18 years old girl come to my store, and by the time, you know, a lot of people regret to see Soba or something, she just asked me, she said, can you play your master tap? I want to see her more than see this thing. Like, I can imagine when 16 years old and 18 years old, enlightened like that, want to see master more than other dog. And some dog, when they come over, like they make sure they come 7 or 8 o'clock morning so they can hear master more than they come later. Mm-hmm. So I thank you, Master. I can work and also I can do your job.
Cool. Because you are good. Mm. You work the same job before. Yeah. Yeah. And it don't change nothing. Yeah. But you go everywhere.
And thank you. This business you arrange for me too.
Yeah, if you work well with God, he helps. Yeah. Yeah, we have so many stories, huh? Hmm. I told you, it's just a way of management. Yeah, you earn the same money, but you can spend well. Before, you don't seem to have enough. Yeah, now you can go everywhere, huh? Not too many people can go around the world in your position, no? Have kids and all. Husband and kids and house and mortgage and everything. Still go around the world, yeah. Yeah, amazing, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Now you can close your eyes and die and say, I know the whole world. Know where I wish to go. Hmm? You know more than the any tourist know. Because the tourists, they know only one spot.
Yes.
Yeah. It's fun, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Exercise and sightseeing and, and enlighten at the same time.
Yes.
That's why you're quick. You're quick, yeah. That's the way, huh? Mm. Oh, Laura, her house burnt. How long it takes to build your house? Huh? How long it takes to build your house? Come here. She's cool. She went to work and somebody called her from near a neighbor and say, Laura, your house no more. And she feels so very sad, but the neighbor was so good. She told me the story this morning. Yeah. And other neighbor, before she came home, they clean everything already so that she don't have to look at the ashes. Probably electric short circuits or something. Short circuit or something. But she says she learned a lot from that. All the neighbor are so nice and all the disciples became so nice. Everybody is so giving. She said before she learned to give. Yeah, it's good to give, but now she learned that to receive, you have to be also really very humble. And she learned so much love from the people. She was crying, not because of the house, but because of the love of the people that she received. Oh, the children come out on the street and cheer her up and say, hurrah, hurrah, Laura! And make her happy, the neighbor children, yeah. In time of disaster, you know who is a friend, and you know God loves you. Mm. Poor Laura, now she has to stay in my house in Costa Rica. She has no home, so she has to stay in my house. in the center. Yeah. No. I came there just, I think, 2 years ago.
Master dice que, y yo siento que la casa nuestra no es en ese mundo. La casa nuestra está con Master. Yeah.
他说他认为那个我们的家不是在这个世界。
Yeah, I understood that. It's just for other people. She knows that the house is up there, not here. Yeah. Of course. She told about the passport. The whole house burned, but the passport which she put behind my photo is not burned because the photo and the passport, that's the only thing that left. Yeah, this. Tell it to them. That's what it is. That's why she's so happy.
Yo siempre cuando vengo a, me gusta venir a los retiros de la maestra y pongo el pasaporte detrás de protección detrás de una foto de la maestra.
Yeah, master has to take care of her passport. Thank you so much for a non-paid job.
Todo se quemó, todo menos la foto de la maestra. Y el pasaporte tampoco, y por eso soy aquí.
he can. He's a Mexican.
Yes. She says that every time she comes, she really likes to come to the retreat. She puts her passport behind Master's picture so that it's protected. And this time, everything burnt except the passport and the picture.
The photo. Yeah. The photo has to be there to protect the passport. Even have to take care of her passport. It's funny, the whole house burned, can you imagine? And just the my photo and the passport behind the photo. That's the only two things that's left from the whole house. And the passport and the photo should be the one who burned first, because they are papers. It's amazing, huh? Yeah, that's why she run here. Otherwise she cannot go so fast, I guess. It's good, huh? Passport. The photo has to protect the passport, so the photo cannot burn himself. How can the photo not burn and the passport not burn? Just two paper put together. Yeah, it's amazing, huh? And she's very faithful. She has great faith. That's why. Great faith. One of the modern saints. That's good.
Okay.
I love you too, baby.
My question is that I'm working with horses. So I have to train them, and I teach others to ride them, like kids
cool.
and adults. There are many methods to train them, like you can do it a bit more psychological if you know them better, and you can do it with less punishment.
Less
I mean, the kids, they don't know how to. So sometimes they're rough and they bump around on the horse and they pull around on the horse. And
you have to teach the kid to be more gentle and more love, and the horse listen better.
So I don't need to change occupation or...
No, it's all right. They like love and... They also listen to love.
They're very emotional.
Yeah,
they have feelings like people.
Yeah, then it's better using love. Teach the kid to love them, treat them with love.
Sometimes I think maybe the horses should go out in the woods or in the prairie and run around rather than be handled by people.
Depends. They have time to run around. I had two horses when I bought the Florida Center. There were a big bunch, a whole group of horses and cows that were belonging to the center, because I love horses also. I say, okay, give me two horses only, one male, one female. So sometimes I run around with them. And the two horses were very lovely, you know, the best they had. And meanwhile, you know, one of the resident took care of the horses, and he gave them all the best apples and the, you know, the best water, and loved them so much, and they love also our resident. But they also miss their group, horses group. So when I call and ask, how's my horse doing? They say, yeah, they're fine, they love us, but also they miss their own kind, you know, because the group was separated. So, and I say, how do you know? And they say that because they keep looking to the other fence to see the other horses all the time. Oh, and that broke my heart. I said, oh, give them back immediately. Return them to the group. I don't want to break their heart like this. So they return the horses to the ex-owner again, together with the group. And it's fine, and they're happy. So these horses are ridden. The owner's son, were riding the horses every day. And one day he ride the horses through our center again. And the horses saw our resident that fed him the apple before, and he just run and kicked the owner in the ground. He didn't do it on purpose, but he jumped so fast that the owner wasn't prepared. So he fell on the ground, and he run and, you know, tried to hug and kiss him, you know, horse way. And he missed too, because we treat him so well. Yeah, that he really recognized. I didn't even saw him. He just busy working inside the center, inside the fence, but the horse saw him, and then he run from the street, run into the center so fast that the owner fell on the ground. Oh. And he was very surprised. The horse never did that to him before. Not over a stranger monk like that. Anyway, so you see, horse, they understand everything. They are loving. There was one time in the Moon Festival, you remember I ride some horses? Yeah. And one of it is, the one I ride was a lady, yeah, the white one, yeah. And the horse tender told me that she's very difficult, she's snobbish, you know. It's not easy to ride her, so blah, blah, she don't even respond, and all, blah, blah. But then I gave her apple, you know, through my hand, and she eat, and then she keep looking for more, and then later she's cool with me. She's very kind with me, very nice, yeah, like we very cooperated, yeah. So horse, they respond better with love. Mm-hmm. You saw some films, yeah, Indian horses. There was a boy who was an Indian boy. He found his horses in the wild. He captured mm-hmm. him, but then he treated him with love. Mm-hmm. And so they do everything together easily. Later, somebody else took it away from him, but treat him harshly, and the horse don't cooperate. Yeah. So every animal is the same, mostly the same. If you treat them with love, it's better for you also. Because when you ride in a cooperative, submissive, and loving animal, it's still better feeling than riding an animal who might kick you off any time of their back, you know? You see? Together, to be one, is better. So tell the kid to treat them with love. You show it to them, and they know how.
Thank you, Master.
Ah, you're welcome. They're very faithful. In old time, there are many stories that when the horse rider die, you know, and the owner die, the horse sometimes die with the owner, you know. They go to the tomb of the owner and sit there and or stand there and don't eat anything until they die also. They don't go away from the tomb where the owner die, or maybe don't leave the owner's body until they die also. Very, very faithful. Very intelligent. Horse and dogs are famous for being very loyal. They're almost human. So it's just better we treat them with utmost respect and love. Yeah? It's bad enough that they are became an animal and be our servant and getting, you know, rough treatment. So we better treat them with love. Yeah? Horse is very beautiful. I love them. What are you translating?
French.
French, okay. And you? German. Japanese. Cantonese, Korean, huh? Newcomer, Korean, Hungarian, Korean, Hungarian, Thai, yes, Vietnamese, Arab, yeah, German, French, Russian. Oh, wow, that's cool. German. Indonesian, Chinese, English and Chinese, two? Take turn. Oh, back up, okay. Okay, that's cool. My God, which is like United Nations. Only more. United Nations, they translate everything into six languages, right? Here we have 60, yeah? Yeah, a lot more, huh? Sometimes more than this, yeah. Thank you very much for being very concentrated, because if you don't concentrate, you can't translate well. I talk too fast, and I talk slang and all kind of things. And sometimes switching between English, Vietnamese, Chinese, whatever, and I'm very impressed by your talent. I don't think I could translate that well, to be honest. You have to really, really be professional and concentrate. Yeah, and dedicate. This is very good work that you're doing. You know that. I'm very proud of you. So talented. I don't think I could do it myself. Yeah. Yeah, really? Yeah, I know, I know. It's a hard job. It's good work. How many Hungarian that I need, even you? And Russia, how many Russian here? There are some Russian here? Oh, wow. Fancy that, huh? Okay, all right. No, it's good, no, it's good. Well, even one, they need to understand. It's more fun when you understand.
We appreciate your company today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again tomorrow for Monkhood Begins with Asceticism. Coming up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants on Supreme Master Television. We wish you a day filled with heaven's blessings and joy.